So, guys, final part of today's show is Ryan was able to sit down with 2026 commit Elijah Golden. And Ryan,
not
you were
commit. Not commit.
Sorry, Notre Dame target. You are correct. Yes. He's not a commit. That wasn't a slip up. He's not silently committed, and I screwed it up. Notre Dame target Elijah Golden. He's got a great name, by the way. He's currently at IMG Academy. I believe he's a native of Virginia. I believe correct. Yep. So obviously he's got that working for him. But Ryan, let's give a little backstory. He was on campus recently. And he's a guy that Notre Dame is very, very high on early on in the 2026 process. So let's update the people on Elijah Golden, and then we will get to his interview.
Yep. Fascinating kid. Absolutely fascinating backstory. So he's from Fredericksburg, Virginia, originally, And actually, when I interviewed him, he was back in the state of Virginia doing his doing the interview with me. So IMG Academy kid now. He actually was one of the rare ones where – so how we know how IMG works, IMG can pretty much recruit whoever they want around the country. And then usually guys that are already dudes come down to IMG for like a year and then are dudes at IMG. But this is a rare kid where he went down to IMG before he was an established dude. So actually during his sophomore year, he was not a part of how kind of IMG runs it is that they have the varsity level, which is like two squads. There's a blue team, there's a white team. And then under that is a national team, which is basically their JV team, right? And this was a young man that was on the national team this past year. And despite that, has a healthy offer list and is rated by one service. I think it's 247 Sports as number 18 overall player in the country. Now, obviously that is projection. And why that is projection is what you have seen this offseason. He's been working with personal trainers. He is now up to right around 6'4" and 270 pounds. And if you've watched his film or just seen him work out, really impressive wingspan as well. And despite the fact that he has not cemented himself as a star on the highest level for IMG Academy yet, Notre Dame took notice very, very early. He was a part of the Pot of Gold offer event on St. Patrick's Day for him. And this is a young man that Notre Dame is very high on, a guy that was also on the short list or on the list of players that they were going to call on June 15th, at midnight to make sure that they got a call to Elijah Golden. So very fascinating backstory here. We went to Notre Dame for the first time earlier this offseason, came back again. I don't want to go too deep into, well, actually I can go deep into this past conversation because I actually interviewed him before he took his last visit to Notre Dame last week. But he had a two-day visit at Notre Dame, actually got some field work in with the coaches, kind of like an evaluation camp type of feel to it. And he's very high on Notre Dame so far, as you'll hear in this interview. A fascinating kid that, again, despite not being a star yet on the IMG at the highest level, is a player that not only is accumulating a lot of impressive offers so far, but the number 18 overall player in the 2026 class, according to 247 Sports, a fast rising defensive lineman in 2026, and a very interesting backstory to keep close eyes on.
So, Ryan, let's bring up the interview that you had with Elijah Golden. When we're done, we'll come back and wrap things up. And
welcome everyone to the Irish Breakdown Podcast. 2025 is almost wrapped up, so we're really digging deep into the 2026 recruiting class and giving you all some deep insight into Notre Dame's board right now and the players that they are definitely pushing for in the 2026 recruiting class. And we have one of the more talented defensive linemen in the 2026 class now joining the show out of IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida, originally from the state of Virginia. Got Elijah Golden, star defensive lineman, rated as high as the number 18 overall player and two defensive linemen in the 2026 class by 247 Sports. Elijah, appreciate you for hopping in, man. How's everything been going?
Good. Yes, sir. It's been going good. This offseason, I've just been working with foot doctor Scrap. He coaches at Friendship right now. And yeah, just been working.
Well, that's one thing I was going to ask you, man, because for anybody that follows you on Twitter, I know I've been seeing a lot of the videos popping up of you working out in the sand and just putting that work, man. How's the offseason been so far?
It's been good. It's very tiring, but it's supposed to be. It's a process. You know what I'm saying? It's a process.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. And I know that, obviously – and we were talking beforehand. And so when people hear IMG Academy, Elijah, obviously you think of kids from all over, right? Because that is a school that attracts everyone to come down, play in Bradenton, and be developed, obviously, for the next level. I know we were talking beforehand, but you're originally from the state of Virginia, so I would just love to hear a little bit of your background, where you come from, and how ultimately you decide to come down and play football at IMG Academy.
I'm Elijah Golden. I'm originally from Fredericksburg, Virginia. I've been living here all my life, and I came down to IMG to, like, get better, and I've seen that the competition is very elite and, like, very high. And also, I came down to IMG because of the coaching. The coaching, it would develop you for that college level and that next step in life.
Well, and I would love to hear, because I know developing, playing against obviously a lot of great competition on a week-to-week basis is very important, but and this is a cliche sometimes for some people, Elijah, they say that you don't see as good a teams on a week-to-week basis as you see every day in practice. But for you, that is legitimately a statement that is true, right? Like, you're seeing 4 stars everywhere, 5 stars on the practice field. What has it been like for you since coming to IMG and being able to play with so many great teammates, so many great athletes, and really test your skill set against some of the best players in the country on the practice field?
It's really a blessing to be down there and to play against them. Also learn, you know what I'm saying, from, like, the other D linemen that that are my teammates. I actually learn from them and learn what moves I can do on certain type of pass sets the old linemen do. And
Well, and I would love to hear, because you are a young man, although 2026, so just entering your junior year. Like I said, you have a great recruiting background already as far as the rankings, but you also have a really nice offer list so far. Obviously, I have you on here to talk about Notre Dame at some point in this podcast, but can you just give me a little bit of insight as far as how blessed you are to be in the position you are, right? Okay. Because you have a lot of great opportunities, obviously, for the next level.
Yeah, it's a few schools I've been in contact with: Indiana, Virginia Tech, UNC, Florida, Tennessee, and Ohio State as well. I'll be camping at Ohio State June 17th.
That's awesome, man. And so I want to hear, I know you have that return visit to Notre Dame coming up pretty quickly. Sure. First time on campus in South Bend. What was that like for you? Because I know when I talked to you originally, just after the offer was coming and all that type of stuff, I know you had a lot of great things to say about Notre Dame at that point. But what was it like getting up to South Bend for the first time, just kind of describing that trip?
Man, it was priceless. It was very, like, the campus is very beautiful. Like, that golden dome that they have right there is very, I love it. And the atmosphere is very good.
Yeah. Well, and you're coming back, obviously, for a return trip, so I know it impressed you. What are you looking forward to for the next trip here next week, just being able to get back up to South Bend?
More me getting to know the coaches even more, and also knowing, like, the program more, like, the more about the football, academics, and yeah.
So as far as the coaches concerned, obviously, I know you've had conversations with Al Golden, obviously, Al Washington in the past. I'm sure you've talked a little bit to Al Golden as well, the defensive coordinator. Can you just talk to me about a couple of the coaches that you've been developing relationships for Notre Dame so far, and just how those relationships are growing?
Coach Sebastian, me and him are growing a relationship. So as Chad Bowen, the director of recruiting, me and him we're starting to get there very close. And that's really it. And also Coach Freeman as well. Coach Freeman, I talked to him on my last visit.
Well, and I would love to hear, you know, obviously sticking with, like, the Notre Dame-centric side of the conversation, what has just been, I guess, even maybe before you were offered by Notre Dame, before you started to get to know them a little bit more and know the program a little bit more, what was your initial impression of the Fighting Irish, of the program? Like, what did you know about the program before that offer even came?
I didn't really know nothing about them. I know that they have a good school, a good academic program, and a nice football team. I knew that. That's really it. Yeah, that's really it. But always, like, wanted to get that offer, though. Like, growing up, I always wanted to, you know what I'm saying, get that offer.
So you're a very interesting player, Elijah, because, like, I could project you, I think, position on the next level. Like, you could play some 5-tech, you could play on the edge, you can reduce down, play inside potentially, because I know your body, I feel like you just keep growing, right? Like, you're just naturally putting on a lot of good weight this offseason. positionally, how many different things do you think you could do on the next level as far as playing the defensive line, like reducing down, playing on the edge? Like, what do you, how do you see yourself as a player potentially long term?
I want to do three tech and play edge as well. Because I know on three tech, like pass, I'm very good at pass rushing versus the guards and edge. I'm good on edge, on setting the edge and using my long arms to work a move and get to the quarterback. So, both.
Yeah. So, is it safe to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, do you feel like you're a player that whether it's a three down alignments or a four down system up front, as far as the number of defensive linemen you're playing, like, are you comfortable playing in both potentially at different alignments?
Yes, sir. Any position, really. Yeah, any position.
So let me ask you, because again, I'm talking back to those training videos I've seen of you, you know, just hitting your moves, you know, doing all those things on the beach and all that. Talk to me about your development this offseason, because I know I saw some film of you, obviously, from this past year, and a lot of great building blocks to work with, obviously. But how have you seen your game continue to develop this offseason as you've been putting in that offseason work?
Very. Since I've been going three times a day working out, I feel like my skill set, my skill level is just like it's starting to be high. And yeah, that's really it. I know when I first got down to IMG, I was still developing, still learning how to do things. But now I'm getting there.
So I know you're back home in Virginia right now. When do you head back to IMG and really start to hit that grind, obviously, with the team?
July 18th.
July 18th. Okay. You ready for it, man? Look ready.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I love it. Well, let me ask you, because I don't know if you are a person that like sets individual goals. Obviously, I know team goals are important, especially at a place like IMG, who all they do is win, right? But for you heading into your junior year, are there some individual goals you have? Are there some team goals? Like, what are some things that you really want to accomplish as a junior?
30 plus tackles, 10 sacks. And that's really it. And try to get the max prep All-American first team. Yeah.
Love that. So some big goals set, obviously. And I kind of want to hit on a couple recruiting questions, then I'll end the interview here with you, Elijah, because I really appreciate your time. I want to be cognizant of your time, obviously. So as we're moving forward here, I know you said you have a couple visits set up. Is there any potential timeline that you're trying to hold to, whether that is before junior year, after junior year, going into senior year? Like, is there any type of timeline that you have kind of set for wanting to potentially make a commitment at some point?
I don't really know yet. I'm going to keep it honest with you. I was thinking about doing it before my senior year, but I don't know when's the right time right now. I'm going to try to do maybe junior year before the season.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah. Senior year before the season starts.
Okay. So probably the spring or summer leading up to your senior year is kind of the rough timeline you want to abide by. Cool. And then my last question for you is, obviously I know that decision is pretty far into the future, but if you could just kind of list maybe a couple of things that are important for you, like what are you looking for in a school, whether that's academically, athletically, like what are you trying to find in a perfect potential fit?
I'm looking for like my relationships with the coaches is key. Also, how are they going to be using me on the field? Am I going to be getting reps as a freshman? Is the academic program high? Is it going to help me after life, after college, give me any job I want? And that's really it. Yeah. And the atmosphere, the environment around me.
Well, and then I guess a follow-up question would be just from whether it's Notre Dame, somebody else on your offer list, or someone that hasn't even offered you yet to end up with you in their class, in their 2026 class, what are they getting in Elijah Gold, man? Like, boast about yourself for a second. Like, what are you bringing to the table potentially? This could be player perspective. It could be personal. Like, who are they getting in Elijah Gold?
You said it, Elijah Golden. That's what they're getting. They're getting the hard worker. They're getting everything. It's like a big package what they're getting.
Love it. Golden dude. I love it. Yes, I love it so much. And again, joined by one of the top defensive linemen in the 2026 recruiting class, Elijah Golden out of Bradenton, Florida, IMG Academy, top 20 overall player in the 2026 class, according to 247 Sports. Elijah, I appreciate you so much, man. We'll definitely have to have you back on again, but thank you so much for your time today, brother.
Thank you.
So, Ryan, that was your interview with Elijah Golden. Yep. I'm going to end there, Ryan. Just some thoughts on him as a player. Just obviously, it's very early in his recruitment. Notre Dame is getting on a kid that they see potential with. And if you're going to have a shot with an IMG kid like that, you're going to have to get on him soon. So I actually like the offer and I like the push. What are your thoughts on Elijah and just kind of, you know, Notre Dame would seem like they're a school with a very legitimate opportunity. Although, as you said in the interview, it's way early for with
him. Well, I mean, I think the early nature of it is obviously important to the timeline of, and he obviously spoke about something before his senior year, after junior season. So this isn't something that's in a rush decision right now, but you have to like Notre Dame's chances early. I mean, they're a school that he's been out to twice already this offseason, right? So obviously there was some clear interest there. I think that Notre Dame has done a good job of evaluating him early, because when they offered him, I think he only had like one or two offers at that point. His offer list is blowing up because he's now 6'4", over 270 pounds. He's been on the camp circuit a little bit. He's been training out in the state of Virginia. He's down in IMG. And I think Notre Dame is hoping, and I think they are expecting a big breakout as a junior. And I know that Elijah obviously is expecting that of himself as a junior as well at IMG.
I mean, you can see the tools, Ryan. He's a very much a work in progress, but you can see some tools to work with. There's no question about it. He's a talented player. And look, Notre Dame was trying to have a little bit more success in IMG right now than they have in the last few years. So hopefully they'll be able to keep that going. So, Ryan, great stuff, man. Very good interview with Elijah. And fun show today. Very fun show today. A lot of interesting things going on. For any further recruiting news and scoop, we'll always have some. We're going to try to get some up here later today. Just about kind of where things are right now from an intel standpoint. So you're going to want to check that out at boards.irishbreakdown.com, folks. I tell you guys this all the time, and I mean it. If you are not on the board, you are missing out. Great value, great community, tons of conversation, lots of scoop. We have a very, very busy summer planned for you. So for Ryan and Sean, I'm Brian. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Really appreciate y'all being with us, and we will talk to you again very soon on the Irish Breakdown Podcast. We'll be right back.